Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
And we're back here on Loud and Local, starting off 2020, man, just going full gear, dude. We got a band called Twasmanaut in studio. We talked to you guys. We shouted you guys out last night during the Metal Shop concert calendar. Playing a show with Soulfly February 10th at El Corazon. Going to be badass. But, you know, before we go any further, let's introduce you guys. Let's go around the room. And, start with you, Keith. Tell us what your name is. Obviously, your name is Keith. And what you do for Twasmanaut.
I would like to say my name is Keith, but it is Keith. I'm the lead guitarist for Twasmanaut.
My name is Mike Jones, and I'm the bass player.
Josie.
And Josie, yes.
Correct. I'm Sean McClure. I'm on drums.
Hey, I'm John Evans. I do the vocal stuff for this band.
I'm Jake Hager. I'm a big fan.
Oh, so
big fan.
Big fan, big fan. So Twasmanaut, like, I got to start at square one. The name. What came up with? Who came?
Keith. Well,
Twasmanaut. What's a Twasmanaut, dude?
You know what? I saw a picture of a very pretty girl floating in space, and it wasn't cosmonaut. She had Russian stuff on her garb, and it just came to me. And it sounds a little weird, and might sound a little sexual to some people, but it is not.
Okay.
My goal was to create a term that was on its own.
Yeah.
And we are that word now.
Right on, man.
I remember the first time he said it, I loved it. I was
I was weirded out by it.
If you're weirded out by it, it's probably a good sign for a rock and roll band, right?
Well, just Pearl Google band, it. Who would do that, you know? Yeah. But now it's a word that, you know, it's synonymous with, you know, fork.
Yeah. So you guys, we have four songs we're going to be playing tonight, debuting these songs, and you guys have an interesting. Actually, no, let's go into that in just a moment. But I want to get the origin story of the band. So Keith, I know you play in Point One.
Sure.
How did you meet the rest of these guys, and they're involved in other projects too? How did this project come about?
Well, welcome to Seattle. Pretty much, Seattle is a very incestuous place for music. Jones and I have known each other since the 90s.
Yeah.
John Evans, our singer and frontman, is somebody who I envied since I was in like preteen ages. We're both from Alaska.
Okay.
And he's just one of those monsters I've watched forever. Everybody else just kind of came through Seattle social circles, and it was very organic, very cool. These are initially my songs and my ideas.
Yeah.
But boy, it like a magnet. Everybody just kind of, came to the center.
Oh, Keith actually, one day we were talking, and he said, "If you can find a drummer, I have this bass player."
True.
And I said, I know this guy named Sean McClure. He's one of the greatest drummers I've probably ever seen. He had a rehearsal space down the hall for me. And
substation.
We're at the
institution.
Okay. Awesome.
But he shows up with Mike Jones, and I'm like, well, hell. And then he starts talking about this singer that he used to idolize, you know, whatever, when he back in the day. And then John Evans walks into the room, and I'll never forget that first rehearsal. It was like dynamite. It was like, you know, I always kid about this, that I love the smell of a burnt match.
But it's true. And you know what? When he sang with us, we were like, oh my God, there's no way he's going to hang out with us. And about 10 minutes later, John Evans goes, dude, when's the next one?
That's amazing.
We thought that was going
to
be
weird. Yeah, Jason Kiger, you were like, well, yeah, we'll let you know.
Oh, he was playing it cool. He lied on
so
air.
Funny, man.
I didn't make him sweat it.
But yeah, I was just like, best.
We wrote some songs. You know what? Our whole goal is just to write for flavor and write great songs and be powerful. And you know what? We succeeded. It was a success story. I can't believe that this came together as cool as it did.
Absolutely, man. I got to check out the songs before we went on the show. I listened to them. I was like, man, this is heavy, but it's dynamic. It's groovy. It's melodic. I mean, I would hate to you know, be talking you guys up too much, because we should just let the music speak for itself.
Yeah,
we should get into a couple of these songs here. We don't need to explain things like we're music journalists over here. We just need to listen to these jams. But before we do that, I do want to kind of talk about the interesting way you guys are releasing the song. So, yeah, Keith, why don't you explain a little bit about the A and B side kind of way that you're doing
this? Cool. I think we discovered a long time ago as veteran musicians is that you can record 10 songs or 12 songs on an album and release a couple of songs, but a lot of your music gets wasted.
Oh, yeah.
So what we've decided
to do, buried.
It does, mm-hmm. And it kind of screws your band ideal, and it gets you to the back end. So our goal was to record two or maybe three songs at a time.
Yeah.
That way it keeps everything fresh. We play shows, do our things, but no song that we release is going to be a year old. So the songs you're going to hear tonight are the first 4 months and the second 4 months.
It's like instant, yeah.
That's right.
It's like as it comes.
Yeah. Exactly right.
That's awesome. So, yeah, we're going to hear The Ride, and do you want to come on after that, or do you want to play back-to-back?
I think we should play The Ride.
The Ride? Okay, we'll do The Ride, and then we're actually going to be talking with Jonathan Plum from London Bridge Studio.
Right.
He's going to be joining us on the phone here.
Oh, man.
The place you recorded these. So, yeah, let's get into The Ride. It's brand-new music. It's Twasmonaut. I believe this is the first time on the radio.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
right. So.
Yeah. It's time to unveil it. It's Twasmonaut here on Loud and Local.
Yeah,
baby. We'll be right back.
here on Loud and Local. Sean, you want to give me a shot? Try it?
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
I cannot hear my voice right now through my headphones.
We hear you, though.
You can't, yeah, everybody else but me. That's cool. Okay. I don't need to hear my voice.
All right.
Well, hopefully. What a wonderful voice it is.
Hopefully anyone can hear you. But anyways, it's Loud and Local here on The Rock. Apparently, there was some minor issues with the first little break there. So let's reset the table, guys. It's Loud and Local here on The Rock, and we got a band called Twasmonaut. They're joined here in studio. And let's reset the table, guys. Let's... Keith, you have some things to say. You have some things to say. Now, let's go back to square one.
We're a band from Seattle, man. Bottom line, we're a bunch of gutter punks that got together, and we love music. We're not 20. We're not 30.
Yeah.
We might be 40. A band that sounds like motor oil, that sounds like Seattle, something we had to get out.
Yeah.
And we're having a great time recording music, and with the help of London Bridge, Jonathan Plum, with the help of Jeff Ott Mastering, with the help of us getting our butts up in the morning, we created a really cool thing. We're trying to scorch the earth and create great songs. How heavy it is up to us, but the songs are good. It's Happy Birthday. It's wonderful music. It's beautiful stuff, and we're trying hard.
That's amazing, man. And
it's all about melody, man.
It's awesome to have you guys in. Hold on a second here. Let me double check and everything. All right. So a little bit of a confusion here on my part. I can't lie. When I was told there was some issues going on with the audio, I was like, oh no, I kind of went into panic mode. But it's all good, man. We're hanging out here with Twasmonaut, and you guys have a big show coming up here. January 17th is a club, sir. It's Nicole and Tracy are the people that are hanging out there at Club Sir, doing a lot of rock shows at Club Sir Rocks. You guys going to be playing her birthday party.
Exactly right.
Hell yeah.
These guys are the owners of Studio 7.
Yeah.
That place got shut down by the city of Seattle during some...
Big bummer, yeah.
But they took over Club Sir for the rock stuff. Point One has done some stuff there, and Soulfly has done some stuff there.
Yeah.
And Twasmonaut has also has worked there. So we're going to do this again on January 17th for Nicole's birthday.
That's a very
She's
cool.
She's finally going to be 21.
Yeah.
She can not only work and own a club, but she can actually get in to said club.
Imagine that.
Right, with Glenn Cannon and some other people, and it's going to be a good time.
And then you're going to be playing with Soulfly and Toxic Holocaust on February 10th at El Corazon. Very, very cool, man. Legendary band there. So
it's going to be a bunch of, it's going to be a big show. I hope all of our bands come out to see it.
Yeah, you know what? Soulfly is one of those bands that just kind of scorches great, and I think that we fit in a similar vein as them. I reached out to El Corazon, Dana, and Emma from Mike Thrasher Presents and said, hey, we want to get on this bill. They heard some of our music and said definite yes. So I think it's the first time we got some response from our music that got us onto a very cool show.
Can someone turn their headphones down? Sorry, that's awesome, man. You guys get to get on that big show and obviously showcase your music for an audience that, you know, is going to be showing up for Soulfly. You guys got a lot of local love there, so I love that. And, man, so you let's explain again about this singles thing, because I think that may not have been broadcast.
You know, it's pretty easy. I think, honestly, back in the day, before album rock happened in the 70s, is that a band would release one song, which they called an A-side, second mm-hmm. one is a B-side. So we're kind of subscribing to that. And the whole point is to keep things fresh. Instead of us, a band's feeling hurried or an element of haste to get in and record an entire record and release three songs and have 10 or 7 songs get wasted, what we're going to do is release a song that we love and a song that we love maybe 5% less.
Okay.
And then, you know what? Honestly, if we can release music constantly every 3 or 4 months, then we're winning. And it keeps us in the studio. It keeps the songs fresh. It mm-hmm. stirs the pot.
Yeah.
And it challenges us to be a participant in modern rock. We don't want to just release a record and have some songs just die. We want to do well. And the whole point of Twasmonaut is to create amazing songs that we love. We can stand by with our head held high that say something cool.
Awesome. Right on, man. Well, I kind of like that, dude. And I agree. So many albums, like, you know, I'll do a deep dive onto a record, but you know, sometimes when you're just checking out a band, you just want to hear a couple things real quick. If it catches you, and then it catches you, and it, a lot of songs get buried, and that's unfortunate, you know.
True
and
that.
People have to really like front load records these days for it to even get caught. So,
Like a lot of the times, you know, if you're doing a demo of any kind, you know, that you're trying to do for getting shows. Mm-hmm. They ask for three songs.
Yeah.
Well, we're giving you 3 to 4, but we're giving you 2.
Bingo.
Every couple months.
Yeah. There you go. It's kind of like a subscription service.
Right. Right.
Absolutely. And over time, there will be an album's worth of material, but just stick around long enough and it'll be there.
Your monthly Twasmanaut will come in the mail.
Yeah. I love it.
Your monthly Twas.
In this day and age, everybody is so, like, you know, instant gratification. Nobody has that long of an attention span anyway.
Hey, Kevin, before we get on to something right, I got to tell you, if you go to Facebook and you type in the word Twasmanaut, there isn't a second Twasmanaut. There's only one Twasmanaut from Seattle. And what we're doing tonight, after every song gets played, we have a video that corresponds with every single song that you're going to hear. And so if you're on Facebook and you get on Twasmanaut, you can see the videos with these songs that are being released on Facebook Live by Lawrence Martin. And he's releasing the videos head to toe. So when we play our second single, Something Right, if you get on Facebook, type in Twasmanaut, you're going to be able to see this.
Yeah, awesome.
I think we should give a big shout out to Lawrence Martin, too,
Lawrence,
by the way.
Lawrence.
Love's a big part of it.
Big love.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done hella work on the whole thing.
Can you say hella on...
you can say bitch, too.
Bitch hella. Well, we're talking about Lawrence, so the word bitch comes in really handy.
He's done some bitching work.
Ass as well. Wow.
We'll get to that later.
Let's go around the room here real quick and to get a basis of like what made you fall in love with music. What was the first band that you fell in love with, dude?
That I fell in love with?
Yeah.
Oh man. Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
I was 12 years old. My dad took me to see the Appetite for Destruction tour, and it was a guy next to him passed a joint.
Uh-oh.
And he looked at me, he took a hit and handed it to me, and he said, "Don't tell your mom." She ended up divorcing him over it anyway.
You also Guns N' Roses on radio?
That was awesome.
How about you, John Evans?
Well, shoot.
I mean, really, it goes way back, right? To when I was a little kid with big foam headphones on, listening to Neil Diamond. My mom had Neil Diamond records and listening to the Beatles and stuff.
Because
that's when my mom, you know, it was just mom and dad's music. But I was always an escapist, you know, and so it was just whatever mom and dad had. But, I think this is going to sound corny, but my first record was an Elton John record, right? You know, a buddy of mine had it in grade school, and I was like, hey, that's super cool. You're super cool. I want to be like you. I'm going to go buy the same record that you just brought to Friday Free Day, you know.
Amen.
So
it's the rock.
And that was the beginning, right? But really, honestly, I think it was Iron Maiden.
Okay, yeah.
I'll be honest with you. Iron Maiden's what lit the fire for me.
You ever tried, so with vocal duties and being a singer, you ever actually try to do like falsetto, like Bruce Dickinson style vocals?
Bruce Dickinson doesn't. He doesn't sing in falsetto, just FYI.
Okay. Will you ever try to do the like epic kind of
butt?
I can probably absolutely smash Bruce Dickinson, but
okay.
Whoa.
King Diamond
just lost 1,000 listeners.
No, I'm saying I take a knee to Bruce Dickinson and yes, I studied.
This is Keith. I'm all Queen and Joan Jett.
The power metal singer.
Yeah.
My family my parents, they were always, they played like different music, and growing up in Montana was a little bit different. My mom used to babysit Charlie Pride's kids.
Wow.
And so, like, Kiss an Angel Good Morning was like that kind of thing. And I love country. I love all different kinds of music, you know. And so I'm.
Give us a record. Come on, one of them.
It's really hard to say, but if you want to hear my favorite album of all time, is probably Raw Power from Iggy Pop and the Stooges.
Nice.
Nice.
Sean McClure.
Yeah, Sean, let's get the microphone from
start to finish. It's great.
For me, it started out Led Zeppelin really made me want to play drums. And then what kind of turned my style of playing was when I listened to the Mars Volta for the first time.
Very cool, yeah.
And I was like, what kind of devil magic is this drumming?
Hell yeah.
And that just like switched my whole kind of outlook on what's possible on playing drums. So
F your mind, man.
Yeah. But up and onward.
I love that you used the word devil magic, because that is exactly what comes out of Sean McClure.
Devil magic.
We have a great drummer, and you're going to see this on this next song.
Yeah,
I like it. So, again, they're going to be playing January 17th, which I believe is this week. Is that this Friday?
Yes, it is. This Friday is Nicole's birthday at Club Sur, downtown Seattle. Easy to find. And if you get on Twasmanaut on our Facebook page, it's posted. It's proud. Please click on something. Say you're coming. Pay a couple bucks. Come see us. We'll hug you.
Don't come and say you are anyways.
And then if you follow along with them on Facebook, you'll be able to catch these videos as well. So here's something, right? It's Twasmanaut. Continue on to rock your face and melt your brain. It is Loud and Local here on The Rock.
Yeah!
Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
We are back here on Loud and Local. It's 99.9 KISW, Twas Manat in studio. We're piecing together ramshackle pieces for a radio show right now. It's like we're piecing together, you know, broken pieces of paper, ripped pieces of paper. No, I'm just kidding. We're hanging out here on Loud and Local, and we actually have a special guest here in on the phone. Is that right?
I'm here.
All right. It's Jonathan Plum.
Jonathan.
From London Bridge.
What's up, John?
Studio.
What's
awesome.
Up, boys?
There's been so many projects and so many bands that have graced my show that have been a product of your studio. So first off, thank you very much for supplying the Northwest with such amazing music and such an amazing resource. But
yeah, man, it's a blessing to be a part of all this. It's incredible. Incredible music scene we have here in Seattle. And you guys are doing a great job. Keeping it live, man.
Hell yeah, man. Well, you're on air with Twas Manat. You guys, let's big party.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hello, John.
What's up, John?
I miss you guys. Sorry, I'm not there.
Yeah, man. We miss you too, brother.
You're all here. You are with us. You know that, right?
Well, I was thinking I could paint a quick picture of what it was like recording these fellas up at London Bridge.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, what cleverly, Keith Wright, you know, Mr. Guitar Hero of Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
He knows what he's doing. And we haven't worked together in probably like 10 years or longer. But he calls me up and says, hey, I got a new project. I want to come in. I want you to record this band. But we're just making a demo. And so we come into the studio and it's like, quick, let's just go. We're just this a demo. Don't worry about it. Yep. Don't think about it too much. And so we track this. This recording was done to our analog tape deck. So it's got a warmer, like vintage sound to it. And they just play live off the floor. Like, we're not going in, like, big production. We're just like, cool, I haven't really heard the music. We're just going to set up some mics and record. And
pretty punk rock kind of way, yeah.
Just old school, like, yeah. Just, you know. And I just trust Keith because I know he knows what he's doing. But I don't know the rest of the guys. I haven't heard the music. And, man, they start playing. I'm like, oh, my God, what is this? Between, like, you know, Mike and Sean's rhythm section, the bass and drums. And it's just like this music is flying out of the speakers. It's like, Keith.
What have you done?
Got something here, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I think, you know, I'm not sure his grand plan, but it was like the idea of coming up front saying this is just a demo, but actually it wasn't. This is the recording. But that's the way you capture that live. Like, those guys had their act together. And so what we did is we captured, you know, just a quick live performance. This is what these guys sound like live, you know, and it's killer.
That's amazing.
And not every band can get away with that, you know. But you know, talking about the old Seattle scene, you know, like the, you know, Pearl Jam and Alice in Chains, it's like that's more or less how those folks recorded too. It wasn't overthought of, you know. They were all set up live, got that live vibe and played together. And, you know, that's why we all feel that music differently, because it's a performance.
Jonathan, we have to give props to London Bridge. London Bridge was huge in Seattle. It started Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam's first record, Temple of the Dog, Queensryche. The list goes on and on there.
Mother Love Bone.
It's a legendary studio. And I got to tell you, Jonathan, this is Keith. I was privileged to ask you and for you to say yes. And to hear that on the air just actually brings a tear to my eye. Thank you so much, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. You guys are all part of the scene, you know? Like Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Hey, and what's really cool is through the process is getting to know you, Jonathan. I mean, the most easygoing guy and brings out, like, the best performances and all the artists, you know. And he knows when something's good and it's a keeper. And, you know, I mean, it's just been really cool, Jonathan. Just want to just tip my hat, man. Thank you.
Yeah, man, for sure. It's been a blast working with you guys. And, you know, it's one of those great projects for me, you know, as a producer in the studio to just, like, really sit back and listen to this stuff, like something good to happen here. And that's what makes, you know, my life so special, is get to work with music like this.
And you brought in Kelly Ray too. I gotta say, man, Kelly Ray came in and you said he had to make it thicker. That's awesome.
Yeah, we brought Kelly Ray to help in the mixing, and the mighty Kelly Ray.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know.
So so this is Jonesy. Hey, thank you, Jonathan. I just have to say, like, you know, this is like the culmination of like a lot of things that I've been doing for like a long time, and you captured everything the way that I heard it in my head.
He wants to touch you, Jonathan. He wants to touch your private
place. If you were here, you'd be hugged.
No, but I mean, seriously, I was listening to like the final cuts like earlier today, and like it brought tears to my eyes.
You know, nice.
Because this is where I was at, and you captured exactly.
Well, man, again, I got to say, as a producer and a studio owner, it's like bands like you guys, like this is just, you guys are just playing. It's you guys. You guys are doing the magic. I'm just like trying to like contain it, you know, and record it. So
that's awesome.
You know, I think, you know, we got a winning team for sure, and super stoked that KSW is like promoting it. And, you know, it's worth listening to.
Heck yeah.
Right on, man.
Jonathan Plum, KISW.
Dude, thank you so much,
Bridge
man.
Studios.
Hey, Jonathan. This is Jake Egger. I just want to say real quick that I was a little disappointed with the rhythm section that it took us that it took us two takes.
They were stoned, man. They all were stoned.
It took us two takes to get this record.
Those guys.
Well, it's no joke, guys. Like modern recording, it's like most bands would sit there for, you know, hours on end, like, let's fix that bass. Oh, the bass is slightly off in the bass drum, you know, like slide that over. That's why like a lot of modern music's like so like overly perfect. And it's like, that's kind of what's brilliant about this demo idea of like, if you guys are, you know, you get pulled it off. It's just, it is what it is. And it's killer.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Jonathan, thanks so much, man. I'm going to drop you off the line, but thanks again, dude. Jonathan Plum
right
from London Bridge.
Love you, man. Love you,
bro.
Thank you, London Bridge.
Thanks for having me on, boys. Have
absolutely.
A great night.
Love you. We'll talk to you soon, brother.
Drink it up. Yep, see ya.
So it's Loud and Local. We continue on with Twas Manat. We got a couple more songs here from them. These are a world premiere from them. And again, they're going to be playing this Friday, January 17th. It is a special party, birthday party for Nicole from Club Sur. And that is at Club Sur, 21 and over show. And then Soulfly on February 10th at El Corazon, going to be supporting them. So, dude, guys, congratulations on everything, man.
Thank
this is a
you,
huge
guys.
Night for you guys. Yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, before we go any further and play these two songs, thank you, shout outs, and anything you want to say to the Northwest audience as we have them captive.
Gibson, do you want to say anything, man? You got to shout in the microphone right now.
I'm Keith Wright's dad, my dad.
Oh, he's my dad. Okay, great.
Yeah, wow, he's a young dad.
This is Dante Manzo. What's up?
Hey, what's up? Hi.
That's about it.
Yeah.
You know what?
Right.
We're privileged to be here at KISW. Thank you for hosting us. We got shows coming up. Twas Manat on Facebook. We're easy to find. Our songs are from the heart.
Please, we're hard to get rid of.
Get and enjoy.
Right on. We got two more songs, Mockingbird and Darling Betty.
Yep.
Let's jam. All right.
Yeah.
It's Loud and Local. Twas Manat. Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.